Distinguished Mr. Chair Rabbitto, distinguished delegates, and ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Hereby, I have a few minutes. I would like to begin by expressing my appreciation and gratitude to the organizers for this invitation and for the opportunity to speak at this extremely important session to deliberate and finalize the text of the UN delegation on the right of peasant and other people working in rural area. At the same time, I would like to commend the working group for the timely, very timely and groundbreaking work done in preparing this draft delegation, which is of critical significance to the lives of rural people around the world, to the global food system and sustainable development. Yes, I would like to briefly highlight three interlinked serious problems facing by peasants, especially women, farming women in rural areas, and present five reasons why I think, from my point of view, this declaration is good and of great importance. First of all, I think the global policy bias for urban industry, for economic driven development and the globalization are the problems and are the causal problems. And these global bias result in insufficient support for ecological, social development, which small scale agriculture peasant and farming women's interests and needs and are not taken into account, are marginalized. And this also threatens the local food systems and sustainable development. And this results in the lack of adequate investment in rural development, in farming, and leading to growing unemployment, insecurity, and forced migration and hunger, those issues encountered by the world. The second problem I want to point out is because of this, actually, the nature of agriculture's multiple functionalities is the base of our human being, as our previous speaker pointed out already, and for livelihood, for food systems, and carrying more special and ecological values and social value with a basic public interest and the right for peasants, especially women, farming women, who are the majority due to the feminization of agriculture happening a lot in developing countries. Women are really feeding us. Peasants are feeding us. Agriculture is a base for peasants, especially women, as producers, and for us as women, as producers, as well as mother and house managers, who consisting half of humanities and the continuity of our human beings, contributing and sustaining the healthy food systems for us, as well as need continue the continued generations. And also, they are managers of natural resource management, land, seed, and water. They are the dominant farmers in developing countries. This is the second I want to point out. The second, the last one I want to point out is that the problem is that agriculture and agriculture and the diversified local food systems have been marginalized by mainstream science and technology. Science and technology have not yet paid sufficient attention to small-scale farming and peasant and small-scale farmers. These have been pointed out by IASTD, which formally approved by intergovernmental plenary and the majority of government have approved in 2008 already. And 10 years passed, now it should be the global turning point now. These are the three issues, problems encountered. The importance of this declaration I think I have a few points also. First is that it's focused on peasant and other people, specifically in rural communities. This draft declaration is the first time recognize the specific needs and the persistent marginalizations of peasants. Majority of them are women, as we all realize, and other. And those need urgent attention from the global and national policymakers. The Declaration developed a right-based framework to protect peasants and the women, farming women and in rural communities within SDG and the related sustainable development and the international environment paradigm based on existing international legal and national normative standards. The second I want to point out is that recognition of the right of peasant and women of to natural resources is quite important, like land, like seed, like water. Yes, like water, as pointed out by my previous speaker. The third one I want to point out is the individual and the collective right to natural resources for peasant and farming women. They are the crucial to protect their right. The fourth one is the distinguished link. This declaration really linked to SDG, the Paris Agreement, FAO Treaty, CBD, and related agreement and treaty to farming and to small scale farmers and peasants and women. The last is that declaration would be very useful in guiding national laws and policy development aimed at protecting the right of peasant and farming women and the rural communities. It could help support some important process underway, such as the global agroecology development led by FAO now, related national land law reform, seed law, water law, ABS laws, and so on and so forth, and give more attention and support on economical, social, and cultural rights to peasant and farming women in rural communities. Thank you.